VA says when it announced 5 years ago that it intended to end the claims backlog by 2015, it always knew the backlog would get bigger before it got smaller. That's because at the same time it made policy changes that opened disability benefits to hundreds of thousands more veterans, including those who were exposed to Agent Orange and who suffer from post-traumatic stress. VA Secretary Eric Shinseki says the high watermark for that surge in new claims happened in March of last year, when the backlog stood at 611,000 claims.
We couldn't predict exactly when in 2013 it would occur, but in fact we were pretty sure that we were going to hit a high watermark and things would then begin to recede. We also knew that it gave us 3 years to develop an automation tool that we did not have three years ago. It's called the Veterans Benefits Management System. It took us three years to design, develop, test, pilot, and then field it. We committed to fielding that automation tool before 31 December 2013, and in fact finished fielding it 6 months ahead of schedule, a large program. And June 2013, all 56 of Secretary Hickey's regional offices were fielded with this program.
But VA still has a long way to go. As of this week, it still has nearly 344,000 compensation claims that meet the department's own definition of backlogged, those that have been awaiting attention for more than 125 days. Congressman John Culberson, the chairman of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Veterans Affairs, says he's skeptical that VA will meet its own goals. More than half the disability claims in the processing pipeline are still so old that they're considered backlogged.
But even with all this effort, it's difficult to see how it's going to be possible for you to make your target of ending the backlog by the end of 2015, because at the end of fiscal year 13, September 30th, you still had 59% of the disability claims inventory and backlog. 6 months have gone by, and you're still at about 59%. But the goal you've set is to reach 50% being in backlog for fiscal year 14, and that's just a short time away, the end of fiscal year 14, and then to have no backlog by the end of 15. And I think you indicated to me yesterday, you're talking about December 31st, don't say exactly when, and can't say exactly when in 15 you'd get there. But at that rate, that's just obviously not, I don't see how that can happen when you've got a slow creep downward in that measure. It just seems unrealistic.
Shinseki says he's still confident VA will meet its goals of processing all claims within 125 days and at an accuracy level of 98% because of the progress VA has made over the last several years. The changes included not just the transition into the paperless VBMS system, which now handles 85% of the department's current claims, but also mandatory overtime for VA claims staff as part of a surge to prioritize the claims of veterans who've been waiting the longest. It also began allowing claims processors to award partial payments to veterans on a provisional basis while the department waits for more medical evidence. But even as VA has steadily chipped away at its backlog of newer claims, it has seen a staggering increase in the wait time for veterans who are appealing claims they believe were wrongly decided. In 2012, the average wait time for a veteran to have an appeal decided was 675 days. By the end of 2013, it was 923 days.
I think that those numbers are startling.
Zachary Hearn is the Deputy Director for Benefits at the American Legion. He says they're startling because they indicate that a significant proportion of veterans are being wrongly denied their benefits at the lower regional office level. Of the appeals the Legion handles on behalf of veterans, he says roughly three-quarters are ultimately overturned by the Board of Veterans Appeals. But he says there are other reasons for the appeals backlog.
If you look at the number of claims that they adjudicated over the last year, anytime you're going to adjudicate more cases, you're obviously increasing the odds that you're going to have more appeals. The second reason, I think, is that at least in the case of the American Legion, we've got 2,900 accredited representatives, and they're well trained, and they will speak to the veteran and say, "We think that this was wrong." And so, if you've got more people saying, "Hey, this was wrong. They should have adjudicated it this way or that way. They didn't consider a particular regulation or a certain case law." Then it encourages other veterans to appeal.
In its 2013 Performance and Accountability Report, VA acknowledged that while it had drastically sped up its initial decisions on claims, the appeals board had not been able to meet the same pace. VA says the board has now begun an aggressive hiring effort to help address the appeals backlog. Shinseki says that while he remains optimistic about meeting his plan to end the backlog for new claims, that plan was devised long before the Defense Department began its current budget-driven moves to shrink the military services. And that downsizing will create tens of thousands of new veterans over the next few years that VA had not counted on.
Here, very recently, DOD has announced its plan to downsize. Those plans, we work with DOD, and we're looking forward to having a plan from them that shows rate, time, and date at which there will be a downsizing. And we'll have to calculate that. 5 years ago, when we put out our plan, the downsizing aspect of this is rather recent. We'll have to adjust.
But Shinseki says DOD and VA have taken more steps to ease the transition from military service to veteran status. While the two departments are still several years away from achieving something that even resembles an integrated medical record system, DOD is now giving VA a full medical history for every member when he or she separates from military service.
Between DOD and VA, and the Department of Labor as well, we've created a transition assistance program. It is that last phase before the uniform comes off. It is a DOD program. VA and our benefits, opportunities to school, opportunities for entrepreneurship for veterans who want to start their own businesses. We're integrated into that week, so we're doing the warm handoff, if you will, which is relatively new. We weren't doing that 3 years ago. We're doing it now, just started in the last year. And part of that is an exit physical exam so that we have a baseline read on everyone's medical condition, everyone, 100% of the folks leaving the military now. That is what we're doing between the two departments. We're underwriting a good portion of that.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.